Let's start by discussing Governor Dunleavy's budget proposals. On Monday, Governor Dunleavy made some updated budget requests for this budget year that's currently underway. In his request, earthquake relief would receive more funding, but he also requested roughly $20 million to be cut from public education and $3 million cut from the Village Public Safety Officers Program. Can you talk about your reaction to Dunleavy's budget request?
It does concern me, particularly the cuts to VPSO as all, and particularly the cuts to education, because we passed that bill. Both the House and the Senate agreed to it. It was signed by the past governor. So it really is law. So it does concern me that the governor would go in there and attempt to reduce the budget that has already been in law for some time.
And since it was part of a budget deal that was made by previous legislators and approved by then Governor Bill Walker, can Dunleavy even rescind this? Is this allowed?
That's a question. I don't think it's legal, but I've asked for a legal opinion. And frankly, what I got back is a little confusing, so I'm not sure. I mean, it is possible the governor can do that. It's sort of unconscionable, I think, because the money's already been spent. So, how do the districts deal with that? You know, they will have to take from their savings, or they'll have to ask the borough or the cities, in cases of city schools, to help them fund that. I mean, even though we're talking about $20 million, it's not going to be easy to recover those funds, particularly after they've expended them like that.
And what does this mean for the stability for budgeting for schools? I mean, should schools be worried that even when money is allocated for them, that it might not come through?
Yes, schools should be worried. Everyone should be worried about that. I mean, if the governor is going to go in long after a budget has been passed and pull money out, it's very problematic and really takes some authority and responsibility away from the legislature.
What's your message right now to these school districts like KPBSD?
Well, you know, my message is we'll do everything we can to protect you. We're going to try and make sure that those funds are not cut, but they should also be aware that big cuts are coming, I suspect, in the governor's next proposal on February 13th.
Yeah, I mean, is this just a taste of what you're expecting to see?
I think it is, no question about it. But it also might be, and at least in my opinion, it's not quite legal. And he can propose any budget he wants to us for this year, starting next July. But I don't think he has the right to cut money out of already agreed on budgets.
And do you think this backlash against what he's doing for this past budget will give the legislature's momentum not only to fight back on these cuts, but also to override line item vetoes that the governor makes in the future?
Well, I wish that would be the case. The problem with the line item vetoes is that it takes two-thirds of the legislature, the House and the Senate, to override. That's a high bar, so it's got to be a really egregious issue that we find two-thirds votes. I mean, it's going to be hard to do. But, you're right. It's a sort of a preview of what may be coming to us.
Well, Senator Stevens, thank you for your time.
You bet. Good talking to you.